WPFR, Terre Haute, Indiana. Freedom of communication of personal and controversial ideas and opinions is the foundation of American democracy. For this reason, WPFR now presents Teletalk, a weekly program whose sole purpose is to allow you to communicate your ideas and opinions to our listening audience. This is your opportunity to let your ideas and opinions be known. Your calls are now invited at 533-1661. That's 533-1661. A pleasant day to you. WPFR, Terre Haute, Indiana. We got about 33 minutes after the hour of 6. This is Monday, November 26, 1973, and this is WPFR Teletalk. A little time we are WPFR set aside each week so that you, our listeners, might call in and voice your opinions, ideas, and observations on issues that you consider interesting or vital or controversial. We'd like to listen to your views. That's the purpose of this program. It is your program. So we do invite your calls now at 533-1661. My name is Bob Marks, and I'll be talking to you this evening when you call in. When you do call up, the first thing I'll ask is, can I put you on the air? We have to do this for legal purposes. WPFR, may I put you on the air? Okay, go ahead, please.
I just wanted to state that I think if the people of this country don't do something about President Nixon now and impeachment, that we're going to end up just like Nazi Germany did.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Well, he has too much power. The things that he's done have come out in Watergate and the energy crisis that he's making for this country. It's a shame.
Uh-huh.
He just tells us what he's going to do and dares us to do something about it. They just found against him the other day on that court case where they took him to court over those tapes. And they said that's an obstruction of justice, and that they legally ruled he had no right to fire Archibald Cox, but he did it anyway.
Uh-huh. Well, what do you think we could do about it?
I think he must be impeached. I think if he isn't impeached, that he won't get out of the office until he's good and ready.
In other words, you think the presidency is becoming too top-heavy, it's becoming too powerful, President Nixon.
Has too much power for any one person for this to remain a democracy.
You know, so many people were saddened by the fact that President Nixon got all of the power to allocate energy that he did.
Yeah.
And they thought it was getting, that was just making him a little more top-heavy, and that the reason Congress did that was because it's an unpopular thing to do, this rationing of energy and this conservation of energy, because it inconveniences people, and people don't like to be inconvenienced.
Well, I think Mr. Nixon or President Nixon will do anything to get the people's mind off of Watergate, because there is so much upheaval in the country over it. My brother-in-law works for Marathon Oil, and he has told me that they are shutting down oil wells in this country. We have more oil than we're using now. But since we've got the energy crisis, President Nixon has ordered the oil wells shut down. So we're not using all the oil that we already have.
Mm-hmm. That's for the...
I believe that the drastic measures they're taking, but there are oil wells right around here that they're shut down.
Are these oil wells still producing? Do they have...
They're producing.
That's rather strange. What would you say to all of the conservation of energy that's going on in Europe now?
Well, Europe doesn't have the natural resources that we did. When Hitler took power in 33, the people said then, you know, that Hitler would have to stop for lack of oil, but he took countries that had oil. He had Ploiesti, which at that time had about 50% of the world's oil.
He had what now?
Ploiesti. They took Ploiesti in Romania.
Oh, okay.
That was... He had the great big oil wells they bombed during the war.
Uh-huh.
But Hitler captured countries that had oil, which enabled him to go ahead and make World War II. But this country had its own natural resources. But Europe doesn't have to depend on outside sources for almost all its energy, so it really hurts Europe worse than it does the United States. They have always been much more energy conscious. Look at their little cars and things.
Right.
But that never bothered the people in the United States because we always had plenty.
Do you think Richard Nixon then is snowing the United States and the populace about the energy crisis?
I think that we probably have used more energy than we should, but I think that he wants to play it for all it's worth to get the people's mind off Watergate, because there's no way anybody's right mind can believe that President Nixon is completely innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And if he is guilty in any part of it, then he should be impeached, because at any time that the President of the United States can openly defy the law, how can he expect the common people not to?
Okay, now, when did you believe that President Nixon openly defied the law?
Well, when he refused to turn over the Watergate tape, and then he turned them over and has erased part of them,
mm-hmm.
or somebody in his employ erased part of them, because I personally heard Nixon say on the radio and on TV that he was personally responsible for all those tapes and he would not turn them over to anybody.
Right.
And now it's come out that his secretary, supposedly she accidentally erased it. He gave them to H.L. Halderman. He took them to his house and left them there for 3 or 4 days, and there have been several people listening to these tapes, but yet the American people couldn't listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that judge in the federal court ruled against Richard Nixon and said he had no right to fire Archibald Cox, that it was unconstitutional and it created an obstruction of justice. And that's a rather serious offense for the President of the United States.
Yes, it is.
And, just the other day, when he said, just before this last speech he made,
Do you mean the one this morning or yesterday's?
Yesterday evening on TV,
okay.
About the energy crisis.
Right.
That the American people would have to do without a little bit. Yet he has Air Force One, which is his own private jet, and he burned 2,200,000 gallons of fuel the weekend he had the press conference in Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
He went to his personal home out there in California, and he went to Disneyland for this press conference, and he doesn't stay in the White House. He's always going to Camp David. How can we supposedly do without all our energy, yet the president burns it up like it's going out of style?
So this irritates
airline fuel, yet his personal jet burned all this fuel.
So this irritates you a little bit then, huh?
Yes, it does. I don't understand why the president can't stay in the White House, why he has to fly back and forth to La Costa and Florida, and why, if we're going to have a press conference, why didn't he hold it in the White House? Why did he have to fly to Disneyland? I don't know. I listen to about all his press conferences. I think everybody should. But I thought he was rather nasty with the reporters, that one he had in the White House, where he told them he had no respect for them or the news media.
If it was
the news media, the people of the United States would not know what is going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said that he wasn't angry with them because you had to respect somebody you were angry with.
That's right.
Is that right?
I mean, I definitely believe in freedom of the press. I think it should have limits on it. But if you don't have freedom of the press, then nobody's going to know only what whoever's in power wants you to know. And I'm quite sure that nothing would have come out about Watergate if the newspapers had not forced it.
I agree. I truly agree.
I think we need freedom of the news media. And
well,
I've written John Myers and Birch Bayh and Vance Hartke. And I think everybody should, like the senator. The senator should know how the American people feel. They cannot vote adequately if they do not know your feelings.
Well, you know what Congressman Myers said? He said possibly at one time the energy crisis was started by the oil companies. We haven't talked about that. But he says now it's a real thing, and this is our own congressman here in Indiana.
Well, I know John Myers sent me a letter back, and he is, of course, not in favor of impeachment of Richard Nixon.
Uh-huh.
And I was very disappointed in Mr. Myers, or John Myers, because of that. I thought that he would be, because when you stop and think, Richard Nixon was vice president for 8 years. He's been president for going on 5 years now. For the last 20 years, he has been in a very high public office for 13 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not the last 20, but he was acting president under Dwight Eisenhower for quite a while also.
Right.
And that's the same thing. I don't see how these little people in his organization could have supposedly pulled the wool over President Nixon's eyes when he is supposed to be such an adept politician, and he has been around for so long.
So you definitely think the man should be impeached then?
I definitely do, sir. I think that after Richard Nixon is impeached, the next president or any other president will think twice before he does anything illegal, because he will know that even the presidency will not keep him from the law.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. Do you think Gerald Ford should become the next president in case President Nixon is resigned, or do you think the Speaker of the House should get it?
I think the Speaker of the House should be, and then I do not think that a president that is impeached or is going to be impeached should elect the next vice president.
Mm-hmm.
If Gerald Ford deserves the nomination, that is one thing, but I do not think that Richard Nixon, if he is impeached, should be allowed to do it.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much for calling. Do you have any other thing you'd like to talk about?
No, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Well, there's one man's opinion on what is going on in the White House today. He believes that President Nixon should be impeached. He believes the energy crisis is being put on by Richard Nixon. I had heard people thinking of such things. They had told me they had thought such things. But usually, the energy crisis was blamed on the oil companies. Maybe it's a combination of the two. Maybe there's a lot of factors in it. What's your opinion? We'd like to hear it at 533-1661, 533-1661. The gentleman that just called mentioned the erasure of the White House tapes. That, of course, happened from the president's secretary, Miss Rosemary Woods, who testified today that she accidentally erased part of the tapes, part of the Watergate tapes. She said she immediately informed President Nixon, and President Nixon said, well, that's okay. And as the gentleman did mention also, President Nixon has said that he will take full responsibility for the tapes. So what's your opinion on the big mess? We'd like your opinion at 533-1661, 533-1661. Again, this Teletalk program is not particularly limited to national issues. We can go on the international scene to such things as the Mideast crisis, or we can narrow it down here into Terre Haute, or even your own backyard. This is your program. This is your chance to let your telephone be your microphone and go out over the airways at 533-1661, 533-1661. President Nixon, in his talk last night, said he was going to initiate Project Independence 1980, and the purpose of the Project Independence was, of course, to make the United States independent from other countries as far as fuel needs go. In other words, we wouldn't have to depend on the Arabs for our fuel allotments and our fuel consumption. One of the most controversial things he said, as far as I am concerned, was that gas stations should be closed from 9 p.m. Saturday to midnight Sunday. This will be on a voluntary basis, as I understand, for a while, and later on will be passed into law. What do you think about gas stations being closed from 9 p.m. Saturday to midnight Sunday? Do you think this will curtail the consumption of energy, or do you think everybody's going to go to their local discount supermarket and buy themselves a 5-gallon gas can like I believe I am? Do you think it's good? Do you think it will work? How do you think this is going to affect you? Are you going to be inconvenienced by the gas station closing from 9 p.m. Saturday to midnight Sunday, or are you going to fill up on Saturday? What's your opinion on the whole thing? We would like it. Do you think there might be a better way to curtail this consumption of energy? What do you think? This is your show, your chance to voice your opinion on it at 533-1661, 533-1661. What about industry? Do you think we should put a little more constraint on industry and their consumption of energy? Industry uses a vast majority of the energy that is consumed in this country, as I understand. The argument against curtailing the consumption of energy in industry is, of course, the skyrocketing dive of industry. What do you think about curtailing it in industry, the consumption of energy? What's your opinion? 533-1661. On the local scene, the energy crisis hit Indiana a little bit over the Thanksgiving break, especially the college students. It seems that a lot of college students here in Indiana, primarily at Indiana University and also at ISU and the other local colleges here in town, it hit them because they couldn't get themselves a ride home over the holidays. This was, of course, because of the cutback in flights. Do you think it might be better to have more flights? Do you think this would discourage people from driving as much? We would like your opinion at 533 1661. We'd like to know how many people out there are conserving energy. Are you driving 50 miles an hour or 60 miles an hour on the interstates? Are you turning your thermostat down to 65 degrees? Or are you like some people I've talked to here at WPFR who say they're going to use energy until there ain't no more and then they're going to stop it? We'd like to know what you think of the whole thing. Do you think, as this gentleman who we just talked to, that the energy crisis is being started by President Nixon? Do you think that it might have possibly been started by the major oil companies to get their Alaska pipeline, which they now have, as well as to eliminate some of their smaller gas station competitions? We'd like to hear your opinions at 533-1661. For those interested, if we have time later on, we'll be reading you some tips on how you can save energy in your home, in your auto, and everywhere. We've talked a little bit about energy and Watergate. How was your Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving just ended, of course. We might have a turkey shortage. I had a lengthy discussion on my visit. I visited West Virginia over the holidays, and we had a lengthy discussion about the cutting of sandwiches. And it seems that when you cut a sandwich diagonally, even turkey sandwiches for that matter, when you cut them diagonally, they seem to taste better. I think everybody agrees with this, but nobody seems to know why. If there's somebody out there listening that can tell us why diagonally cut sandwiches taste better than uncut sandwiches or horizontally cut sandwiches, I would like to hear from you. But it'd be interesting if somebody has any theory on that. There's just something about a diagonally cut sandwich that makes it taste so much better. Oh, we can talk about all sorts of things. We've had all sorts of interesting people call here in our program. We've talked about drugs extensively. We seemed for a couple weeks to have a rather large college audience from Indiana State University, and we talked a lot about drugs, about the status of drugs, about the consumption of drugs, particularly that of marijuana and also the legalization and some of the aspects of that. We had also many calls from some of our older audience who were very much against the consumption of marijuana. So that could be something we could bring up again. We had some homosexuals call one time, one male and one female, and it was kind of ironic that there's some fascination, at least for me, about talking to a homosexual. It's something that's very alien to my nature and my environment, and it's fascinating, and it's kind of bizarre, but they were interesting to talk to. We had a guy call up one time and play his guitar over the radio. We don't want to encourage that, but that was something rather interesting. We've had trappers call up and say that they don't wish the legislation for, the steel traps, the banning of snap traps to go through or whatever that is, because it isn't humane to animals. At least this is the opinion that they expressed. And also, one of our other interesting calls, we had a call from a criminology major from Indiana State University who said she consumed marijuana. This is a criminology major now, and she